the strike of the body parts. All the different parts of the body, hands, legs and everyone, they held a meeting. They were not happy with the system with which the body functions. Each part claimed its supremacy of hard work over the stomach's work. In comparison with the stomach, they felt they reaped fewer benefits. We are working day and night, and this rascal abdomen is sitting down and eating only. The stomach is doing nothing. We are collecting everything and putting into the stomach. We feed the mouth. We are carrying the weight of the whole operation. We are standing long hours in the kitchen and walk take two. We are carrying the weight of the whole operation. We are standing long hours in the kitchen and walking all around. Then, after the stomach is happily filled to capacity, we are expected to keep dragging the stomach all around. We must strike. The eyes, the nose and the mouth put forth their pleas. I always look for the most attractive items, but it's just a flash in the pan for me because the stomach always gets it in the end. I am in charge of quality control. Without me, stomach won't know what's good and what's bad. I chew and get to taste for a little while. But that's it. It's the stomach which gets the best of everything. The lower half set up a faction and spoke in unison. Strike, strike, strike. They didn't get what they wanted. It was quite contrary. They all began to feel weak and shaky. But out of stubbornness, they continued their strike against the stomach. The legs refused to work for the stomach. I will hold myself away from all fragrant edibles. The mouth in protest remained silent and refused to chew anything. There was another meeting, for it seemed to them that the stomach, though not being fed, was still as fired up as always. It was as if the stomach was actually benefiting from the rest, while the other parts felt great fatigue. They all came to a decision in the meeting and agreed that the stomach must be fed. What is this? Why are we becoming weak? I don't mind doing my part as long as I get some energy back. We have to work to serve the stomach. It's the only way we can survive. Yeah, break, break. Serve the stomach and break the strike. Let's break this strike. Just see what happened when we tried to enjoy by ourselves. Surrender. So the strike was called off when the body parts again took up their constitutional positions in service to the stomach. The various parts of the body are rightly situated in service to the stomach, since the stomach is the source of energy which extends to every part of the body. Moral. Just as pouring water on the root of a tree energizes its leaves, twigs and branches, similarly the individual spirit soul is rightly situated in his constitutional position as servant to Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the cause of all causes, source of all sources, the supreme enjoyer and maintainer of all that be. We should re-establish our constitutional position simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.